Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this past week, we kicked off our teaching series for the summer called Practicing. And we spent some time in John chapter 15, which we've been unpacking in the DriveCast this week. But here in this chapter of scripture, Jesus gives us this really helpful illustration and visual for our relationship with him. He gives us this picture of a garden, and he says that God the Father is the gardener, that Jesus is the vine, and that we, as his followers, are the branches. And the command that Jesus gives us is to abide or to remain in him, to stay close to him, to stay connected to him. Because if we will do this, if we will remain in him, then we will bear fruit in our lives. And this will bring God glory because it reveals, it shows that we are truly his followers, that we are his disciples. But then Jesus says that if we don't remain in him, then we are like a branch that is thrown away. And a branch that's not connected to the vine will eventually wither and die on its own. And Jesus says that apart from me, you can do nothing. As his followers, we must remain connected. We must abide in him. And so today we're going to finish up our time in John chapter 15 by looking at a few verses here. But in John chapter 15, verse 12, Jesus goes on to say this. He says, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Here, Jesus calls us, he commands us to love one another. Now, the reality is that it is hard to love other people because people can be difficult. People can be challenging. People can hurt us and let us down. And if we try to love other people simply in our own power and our own strength, it will only lead to frustration and discouragement. This is not something that we are able to do on our own, which is why in the previous verses, Jesus told us this, that as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. Just as we are to remain and abide in Jesus, he also says that we are to remain and to abide in his love. And ultimately, our love for others will be an overflow of God's love for us. As we remain in Jesus's love, as we contemplate and think about and just sit in the love that God has for us, eventually it will begin to overflow in our life to the relationships that we have, to our family, to our friends, to our coworkers, to our neighbors. We will begin to love the way Jesus has loved us. So God's love for us, Jesus is saying, is the motivation for our love. It's the reason that we love. We love because God loved us first. We love because while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. But you see, it's not just the motivation for our love. It's not just the reason that we love. God's love for us is also the example that we follow. You see, God didn't just tell us that he loved us. God proved and demonstrated his love for us on the cross. God sent his one and only son, Jesus, to die the death that we deserved. And what we see from Jesus is that his love was a sacrificial kind of love. It was a love that put others first. Jesus washed his disciples' feet. Jesus went to the cross and died in our place for our sins. And this is the kind of love that we are called to have for one another. A sacrificial kind of love that puts the needs and interests of others ahead of our own. A love that means we will we will lay aside our time and our energy and our resources and our rights and our opinions and our preferences in order to love people the way that Jesus has loved us. And so the question that I would love for you to consider today is this: who do you need to extend this kind of love to? Who do you need to extend this sacrificial kind of love to? Maybe it's somebody that you live with, somebody in your family, a friend of yours, a coworker, a neighbor, and maybe they've been difficult to love. It's been a challenging relationship for you. But as followers of Jesus, God has called us to love one another the same way that Jesus has loved us. And so I want to take a moment now to pray for us and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. So Father, we thank you for the unconditional love that you have had for us, that while we were still sinners, you sent Jesus to die for us. God, you made the first move towards our forgiveness, towards our reconciliation with you. So God, we thank you that you've loved us, and we thank you for the example that you've set for us. As Jesus washed his disciples' feet, as Jesus went to the cross and died in our place, God, this is the kind of love that you have called us to have for one another. So God, help us to love the way you've loved us. Help us to love sacrificially. And help us to remain and to abide in you and your love for us. It's in the name of Jesus that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.